I think if he decides to turn pro after this year, he'd be starting in the AHL. For
okay,
sure.
That's what I figured.
And that's something a lot of guys have to consider, you know. Now the question is how long he'll be in the AHL. It could be a half year, it could be a full year. It just depends how he would progress at that level. So I think, you know, the pro of staying in college for Dylan is he could probably make himself more NHL ready. You know, the con would be that you're probably going to start in the AHL. But, you know, we've seen a lot of guys that you think they're, well, they're not NHL ready, and then midway through an AHL season, bam, there they are. You know, we look at a defense, you know, Dylan maybe reminds me a little bit of Neil Pionk, who played for UMD and is now with the New York Rangers. He signed after his sophomore year. And you're like, okay, that kid's going to have to start in the AHL. And you're unsure if he's going to crack the NHL that first year, whereas if he had come back for his junior year, okay, he's for sure going to be NHL ready after that. And by the end of his rookie season, he was up with the Rangers. So there's a lot of variables for these kids to consider. I'm not envious of them at all. It's a tough decision for them to make.